Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show for the ones out there in the Toronto and Ontario and some places in Canada. We are videotaping now. Now our show is not only on the radio, but also on our YouTube channel. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, obviously Facebook, and obviously on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Thank you so much for being an amazing crowd to follow us. My goodness, we started about 3 years ago. We have over 38 countries worldwide listening or watching it. So today we'll have another flag to the Lizzie T Radio Show world map. Every time I see a new place, I post a little flag on my social media. Some of you have seen some of the pictures on Facebook, and I created a world map and I added another place. And today is not going to be the exception, because we have a guest from a place that I haven't had before, from Detroit, Michigan. So thank you guys. Thank you so much. You guys deserve an applause. We have, as I mentioned, 38 countries. We are all over the world. Canada, obviously, Australia, South America. I'm jumping around, everyone. I'm just going by the places that I've been, that has been this Netherlands, United States. My goodness, the places are crazy. Europe, England, Turkey, and the list goes on and on. So hello, hello to my friends. To my friend, my dear friend in Long Island, which always asks me, please, Lizzie, say hello to me. There's always something going on with Solange. And so I think she was sick last week. I hope she's feeling better. So a big kiss to you, Solange, and hello to you. We have prepared for you such an amazing show for you today. For all of you entrepreneurs, for all of you business people, for all of you that are thinking that your website is not good enough, and I am the one to talk because my website is being revamped. And my goodness, maybe I should talk to these people, because it's been down for about a month now. I've been promised that my website will be up soon, and nothing yet. So I'm dependent on my landing page, and my social media to thank God I don't need contacts, because people usually look for me instead of me reaching out to my viewers and my listeners and my guests. But nevertheless, if you are thinking that your website is not looking good, it needs that little bit of extra hump in order to get your business going, this is a show that you need to listen, that you need to pay attention, and hopefully you'll be able to be in contact with those people. Today, our show is being sponsored. I can't forget to mention that. Thanks to my sponsor. It's being sponsored by naturenova.ca. It's being sponsored by Alka Total Fitness, and also is being sponsored by the Bridge Group Company. So thank you guys for sponsoring the show. Without your support, without your contribution, this show could not be possible. Thank you guys again for that support. This is a radio show, and what is a radio show without music? So we will have songs that are submitted by you viewers, you listeners. We have about four songs Remember when we started 2 years ago, it just was one song after the interview? Well, we're going to up to five songs after the show. And this is because of the demand. My inbox is completely full. One thing I love to mention, guys, I do not mind playing your jazz, your gospel, your instruments, your classical music, your opera is all good to me. What I do recommend that you have to make sure that this that this show is a family show and for business people, and has to be kept PR rated. That's only requirement, and we've been getting some MP3s that unfortunately I'm really sad to say that there is no way I can play those songs here. Well, my theme song just started to play, and that means that I need to move on. Let me see my housekeeping. Today, by the way, it is the International Pet Day. And that I found out, usually I go to the website and I just see what is the International Day for today. Well, I didn't have to do that this morning because my little girl, first thing in the morning, Mom, today is the International Pet Day. So we have two hamsters and we have one gecko. And that's all we have for now. We had other animals. Some of you are going to cringe when I say this, but we had a spider and we have actually a tarantula and we had a snake. Yes, my daughter is into reptiles. There's nothing I can do about that. I wish it was the little dog or the cat. No. So it's happy International Pets Day for all of you that have pets at home and that you enjoy to take care of animals. That's not one of my fortes, I have to tell you, but some of you love to play with your animals, and they're like your children, right? Okay, so today, as I mentioned, we are live. This is a show that has been broadcast right here from Toronto, Canada. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you just tuned in, this is a show that you need to pay attention because we're talking about how to better your website, how to make it noticeable, how. And I'm now the expert. We have an expert right now. His name is Robert Bowick, and he is all the way from beautiful, which is a place that I have never been, and it's a place that it's very new for us, Detroit, Michigan. So I was Googling a little bit about this scenery in Detroit, Michigan. There's some unbelievable places like anywhere in the world. So Robert is basically, he's not stranger to the web. He started designing website way back in the late 90s in Publisher. My goodness, 90s, this is when the website just started. Things were starting to get really hot. People really wanted to know what is this website is all about. And I guess you strike gold, Robert. Prior to starting his development business, Robert has spent 15 years in the business specializing in accounting administration. And his passion is for creating excellent customer satisfaction led him to start his own business back in June 2004, and he's never looked back. So let's welcome Robert with a wonderful round of applause. How we know how to do it right here in Toronto, Canada, right here at the Lindsay T. Radio Show. Hello, hello, Robert, and welcome to Toronto, Canada, from Detroit, Michigan. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing great. Thank you, Lizzie. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. The weather is getting a little bit warmer here in Toronto, Canada. I'm not too sure what the weather is like in Detroit. Do you get similar weather like us? Lots of, at this time of year, we should be getting rain. It should be getting warmer. But it looks like it's not, summer or spring is not coming. How about you guys?
Yeah, spring hasn't come yet. And we had snow the past couple of days. And it's certainly not getting any warmer, but hopefully keep our fingers crossed and maybe we'll get a little bit of spring before the summer comes along.
So you guys are experiencing the same thing as we are, which is very frustrated. We just started my running clinic today, lunchtime. We had at the 12 o'clock, the group went out. It was so cold. It was not fun at all. And this is the time of year that we go out and we just experience, you know, hopefully nicer weather and you're able to run. But that didn't happen today. So we just went out anyways, you know, rain or shine. Those are the type of runners that I hang around with here in Toronto. But anyhow, let's tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's tell, other than the business person, Robert, other than the entrepreneur, the CEO for this amazing company, who is Robert?
Well, I grew up in Manchester, England. I was born and raised there. I was there until I was 24. And then I met a girl from Michigan and we got married and I ended up living in Detroit.
Awesome. So the heart of a beautiful young woman won you over, and here you are in the United States all the way. I can hear the accent from England. I love it. We have a lot of English people here in Canada as well. So, well, good for her and good for you that you follow her here to the States, and that's amazing. So you started this, you were in the industry previous. So you had a lot of experience. So you started this company. What made you start your own company?
Well, you know, I found that from my experience that there was a big gap in the market. You know, there are thousands of web developers out there. You know, in every city in the world, you're going to find web developers. But what I found was that there are a lot of small businesses out there who simply can't afford to spend thousands of dollars on creating a website, more importantly, a website that works. And so a lot of small business owners were finding that either they were having to settle for something which wasn't up to scratch, or they didn't have a website at all. And in today's age, with today's technology age, every business should have a website. Every business needs a website. And so I decided that I would create this small business for small business, so that every company, whether big or small, can have a modern and engaging website at a cost that they could afford, so that they could achieve their goals, like I want to achieve my goals. They could achieve theirs through the internet and through social media and through advertising, but most importantly through a website that is up to date and modern and works for them.
Awesome. So you talk about on your website about something very intriguing, and I don't think a lot of people are going to understand unless you say it. You talk about a 15-second rule. What is the 15-second rule on your website? And I'm kind of assuming that is the first 15 seconds that you look at somebody's website. Is that when you get hooked? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, the 15-second rule is a concept that was developed by a team of researchers. And what they found was that people are looking at the internet all wrong. Most people who have a website, they're so focused on the number of people that come to their website. So they go out and they spend money on Google AdWords or advertising or social media advertising. And maybe they'll get 1,000 hits in a month or 10,000 hits in a month, and they're very happy. That sounds great. You know, 10,000 people coming to my website in a month, that's amazing. But what they're not looking at is how long are people spending on their website? And when those people are on the website, what are they looking at? What are they doing? And most importantly, are those people turning into customers? And what the researchers found was that a business website has 15 seconds to impress a user, or that user is gone. So if you're a small business owner and you have a website, you may have a lot of people coming to your website, but a lot of people may be leaving within first 15 seconds because your website isn't good enough or isn't attractive or isn't engaging enough, and they're going somewhere else. So if in order for you to turn your website into a lead generation service to bring in business, you have to make sure that your website is not making mistakes, is not overcrowded with information that you're losing people when they come to your website. And if that should be a red alert really to every single business out there, because 15 seconds is really not a lot of time, and
no.
You can't do much in 15 seconds. So really, from the get go, the moment that page loads, if you've only got a very small space of time to attract that customer and keep them. And once you do keep them, if you're able to keep them, then those people can spend more time on the website, can read what you have out there, can look at all the different things, and then hopefully they can contact you and become a client. But it's that focus on that first 15 seconds. What do my clients see first that is the most important?
Awesome. And on that note, you said that it is very important what they do. So they're looking around, they're spending the 15 seconds. What are they doing there? So basically, you want your audience, the viewers, to do something in it, either to sign up to something, or to download something, or to order something. So is that the idea? Just to make sure that they do something. It's not just the looking, but they interact.
Right, exactly. And, just to give you an example, my oven broke last week and I was looking for somebody to come out and fix my oven, or an appliance repair guy. So I went on Google and I searched appliance repair, and I found a couple of websites that were local. And I go on the website because I want to see what kind of company they are. I want to see what kind of services they offer, maybe what kind of prices that they're charging, and if they're reputable. And so I clicked on some of these websites. And when I clicked on some of these websites, the website was so terrible, or it was so hard to navigate, it was so hard to find out the information that I wanted, that I abandoned the website and went somewhere else. So that company, they may be very good at fixing appliances, but because I decided to use the internet as a tool to find the company, because their website wasn't good enough, they lost me as a potential customer.
Wow, that is pretty a harsh example to somebody, and hopefully the person that has that website in Detroit or wherever, they're not listening to us right now, because they probably will feel, oh my goodness, I should have worked into
and,
a better
and Lizzie,
website.
Let me tell you that a lot of people are using websites to find businesses. Most businesses, they want referrals. So if you're looking for a plumber, maybe you're going to call somebody and say, hey, do you know any good plumbers? That's the number one way of getting business. But
right,
most
referral
people,
is number one, has always been
number one. Referral's always been number one. But because if you get a referral, if your friend tells you, hey, these guys are really good, you're going to use them, because you've got somebody you know and trust telling you that they're really good. So that's number one. But if you don't have anybody who knows somebody, or you don't have anybody to call, most people, more than 60% of people, when they're looking for a business or a service, are going on the internet to look for that business or service, and they're going on the company's website, and they're finding out if they're reputable, see if they've got any reviews. It's a major factor in today's small business is getting it right on the internet, because you can't rely necessarily just on referrals unless you're extremely lucky. So it really is essential that your website is up to date and is, again, as engaging. I use that word a lot because that's the focus here, that your website is engaging enough that when somebody comes to your website, within 15 seconds, you grab their attention, and hopefully they will call you or they will contact you to use your business or service.
Awesome. And I love that, because it is so important. And I think you've really answered my next question, why it's so important to have a modem website. And then you have answered, you're going ahead of me here. And that is fun. Yeah. If you have not heard, just make sure that you rewind once this is recorded and you listen to this. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live. My goodness, it's April the 11th. Where is the time going? It looks like we just started.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Mid-year. We are with Robert Howick. all the way from beautiful Detroit. My goodness, this is one of the very first places that I've actually interviewed somebody from there. So here goes a little flag in my world map. If you're interested in speaking with Robert, please don't be shy. Give us a call, 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Our social media is open. We have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and obviously later on this will be also translated into a YouTube channel. Put us a comment or a question, or perhaps just a simple question about, you know, how should I better my website? What tips can you give us? If you don't want to be live with us, I understand it's not easy to be live on a radio show. Some people have a little fears, or they're a bit shy, and I understand. But you can always leave us your comment on the social media. You can tweet us, Lizzie T Radio, or Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. There is a radio button right now. You can click and you can listen to us live, or you can leave us a comment. I'll be right back with a couple of words to my sponsor, and we'll continue to speak to Robert.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
To create an engaging website takes hard work, skill, and dedication. To create something extraordinary takes a lifetime of training to deliver stunning results that inspire people. Fortunately, looking stunning online is easy with iHenix. Why spend the time building it yourself when iHenix can deliver an entire suite of options that turn a page on the internet into an engaging website that delivers the results your business deserves? Get something extraordinary today at iHenix.com.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show. We are here today live with Robert from iHenix, and I am so happy that we have this subject. It's a subject that we haven't had for a very long time. I think we started to go away, or we think that websites are not as needed. People are focusing on social media. You got to have that amazing Facebook fan page and your personal page and your Twitter and your Instagram. Yes, you do. But what are people going to do when they get there? The first thing, They're going to be looking for your link from your social media to your website so they can download, they can order something, they can look into how to book a show, which I shouldn't talk because my website right now is still in construction. So what do you think, Robert? Don't you think that people are given so much emphasis and focus on the social media side of it and kind of leaving the website on the side?
Yeah, and you know, social media is absolutely important. It's today. It's very important that a business has a social media presence. But there's a limit of the information that you can provide to your potential customers via social media. Really, we advise our clients at iHenix to use social media as a tool to communicate with clients and potential clients once you've already engaged them. In other words, they've been to your website, they like what they see, or they've already been a customer and they've enjoyed the experience, and then they like your Facebook page, or they start following you on Twitter, and then you can communicate with them on a regular basis. You can keep them updated on your services or on your industry. But in order to attract that potential customer for the first time, it's very limited on how much you can get across on a Facebook page as opposed to your own website.
And I go the opposite. Most of the times I go to their social media, but then I look for the link, and then so you can go to their website and then again order that product or order that book or just sign up to the coaching, whatever it is. But so I do the opposite. And a lot of people that think that I've been talking, they've been doing the same thing. But absolutely, the website is imperative. Now, what do you think the biggest mistake when people do have that website? And I think we talked a little bit about that earlier, but what would you say are the biggest mistake of people when they create a website? Do they go too simple or do they go too hard, too complicated and make things hard for people to find?
Number one, by far, right now, is that websites, small business websites, are not mobile responsive. That means that they look great on a desktop computer, but when you are searching on a mobile phone or a tablet, the website just is not readable. It doesn't look right. It's not proportioned properly. The images aren't showing up. And that's because the website is not mobile responsive. And therefore, because over 70% of people now use the internet on some sort of mobile device, you're losing a huge percent of internet users because your website is not responsive to the different sizes of screens that people may be looking at. And that is number one, because the massive increase of people using smartphones and tablets has just gone up so much in the past 12 months that it's absolutely essential that your website looks good on a mobile phone or on a tablet. And even on a desktop, you may have somebody who's looking at your website on a 28-inch monitor. You may have somebody who's looking at your website on a 13-inch monitor. What you want to make sure is that whatever size screen your potential customer is looking at your website, that it looks great. It's engaging. It's readable. The images that you want to appear do appear, and they appear in the right place. A lot of companies still have not made their website mobile responsive, and it's not only affecting their business, it's also affecting their search rankings, because Google puts a huge emphasis on mobile responsive when it comes to their search results. So if you want to be found on Google and your website is not mobile responsive, then you're not going to be found, basically. You're going to be left behind.
You brought an excellent point, Robert. It is definitely very important. We think website, we think desktop, we think big laptop with big screen, but we forget how important it is that 90% of us, and even different parts of the world, I have listeners calling in saying, I was able to listen to your show all the way from Australia on my cell phone, on my mobile app, I hardly ever hear that people are actually sitting on the computer because we don't have time. That's what the reality of things is nowadays. We're mobile people and we're doing things on the go. So let's forget a little bit about having that website, amazing website, looking amazing on desktop, because really none of, hardly any, I mean, some people obviously are able to look at your website on the desktop, mostly is on a big tablet or on a cell phone. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now, guys. We are live with Robert all the way from Detroit. He's talking about a very, very important subject, website. That it looks like we kind of forgotten. We are tend to go to social media, and we've forgotten how important it is for your website to look amazing. If you are interested in calling us in and having questions answered by Robert, you know, guys, how I love interaction. The number is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Call us in. We still have a couple of minutes, and he's still able to answer some questions. I am not the expert. He is the expert. If you're shy, if you wanted to ask questions or comments on our social media, our Facebook is facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a link right now. And you can play the radio button. You're able to listen on our social media. And again, write your comment. Now, on that note, Robert, I really don't want to forget to mention to all my listeners out there, where can people find you, number one? And how about, I don't know if you're going to be able to elaborate on cost. I've been looking at some of your work, which is phenomenal. You've done pretty incredible websites. They're just amazing. So people from Canada, people from different parts of the world, they're able to contact you. Where can they reach you? And perhaps an average of cost of some of the examples that you have on your website.
Okay. Well, people can reach us obviously via our website, which is ihenix.com, which is ihenix.com. And as you said, on that website, you can see some of our work, some of the work we've done for some of our amazing clients. You can also call us directly. It's area code 248-733-5050. Or you can email us at info@ihenix.com. Now, in terms of cost, you know, it's very hard to put a number on it because every business is different. Every business wants something different and has different needs and requirements. But the focus of our business is to make sure that if you're a small business and you don't have a website, or your website is not up to scratch, it's not mobile responsive, or it's not working for you, we want to make sure that we can provide you a big business looking website at a small business price. And so we keep our costs low to ensure that we can pass those savings onto our customers. So we can produce websites from as little as $599 US and going up from there, depending on what the client wants. And we don't just do websites, we also do social media, we do social media advertising. We do video production, advertising, commercials. You know, we can provide a whole package of options for our clients so that they can determine what will work best for them, what they need, what's going to get them the best return on their investment.
Fantastic. And I have just placed, by the way, everyone, the link of ihenix.com on my social media. You're able to, if you just miss the spelling or whatever the reason is, right on my radio button, right underneath, there is a link right straight to ihenix.com. Now, you were just kind of about competition. There's a lot of people out there doing websites. What would defer you from other companies out there, competitors out there? Question number one. And question number two, a lot of people are doing their own websites through various companies. And they look amazing. Some of them look actually pretty decent. Why would you not recommend? And by the way, guys, the price that Robert has quoted us, they're unbelievably affordable. I can tell you, if you stop drinking your Starbucks, and I'm not advertising them by any means, you can definitely pay off, and they will pay it off. So question number one is, what differs you from other companies out there, and why would you not recommend for people to do their own websites?
Okay, great questions. First of all, as far as our company is concerned, you know, a lot of web development companies out there are big companies. They have a lot of employees, they have a lot of programmers, they have a lot of vice presidents, they have big fancy buildings. Those companies are really looking for the corporate accounts. They're looking for General Motors, they're looking for Coca-Cola. They're really not interested in a small business, a local plumber, a local electrician, because that's not going to make them enough money because they have to pay off all these high costs. What I focused on when I started my business was keeping costs low. So I work from an office from my house. I work on my own. So really, my costs are extremely low because I want to be able to pass those savings, again, onto my customers. So, you know, if you contact another web development company, a lot of my clients have been quoted $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 for a website. And, you know, small businesses or a guy, you know, a one-man electrician or, a local store, you can't afford to spend $5,000, $7,000 on a website as much as they would like to. So what we do is we provide the same look and the same design and the same advantage as the big guys, but we're able to offer it at a much lower cost because we are exclusively focused on small businesses. In regards to your second question, yes, there are a lot of do-it-yourself website builders out there. Some of them are extremely cheap, and yes, some of them are very good, and you can design and build your own website, and they can look amazing if you put the effort and the time into it. But what I found, and from speaking to all my clients, is, especially in small businesses, these guys are working 12, 14, 16 hours a day just to keep their business going. They're working hard. They're trying to grow their business. They don't have the time to build it themselves. They don't have the know-how. They don't have they just don't have the creative nuance to really make something look good. And they just don't have the desire to do it. They just don't want to do it. I mean, if you have that desire and you're able to do it and you have the know-how, you can do it. But I would always recommend hiring a professional, somebody who does this full-time, somebody who is an expert. And also, the most important thing is, you know, if there are any problems down the line, if anything goes wrong, if anything needs to be changed, or you need a feature or some kind of product on your website that those template-based do-it-yourself builders can't provide, then you're going to be stuck. Whereas with us, you know, we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you have a problem on your website, if something goes wrong, if you need to add something, if you need to change something, then we can do it for you. And as a small business owner, that takes a lot of pressure off you. It takes time off you. And knowing that you have somebody who, you know, is an expert at this, handling it for you is a great relief to a lot of small business owners.
And that is the thing that a lot of people don't see is how complicated it could get. I mean, you think that a simple website will not take you any time at all. It doesn't matter. I can testify for that, everyone. I've tried. No. If you want something looking good, looking professional, you got to hire somebody. Now, for people that are listening to us all over the world, Robert, you are able to provide service from people, for our listeners in Australia, here in Canada, in the States. Are you able to work with anybody?
Yeah, we can work with, we have clients. I have clients in England and in America and in Canada. And we're able to work with anybody, mostly in English-speaking countries, but we're able to work with anybody and get them a website, because ultimately the internet is an international thing. It's an internationally used service, so you know, we can get a website live and, you know, for anybody in any country.
Awesome. And for the listeners, everyone, if you just missed, is www.ihenix.com. Again, the link, it is on my social media. Those guys are on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, GoPlus, YouTube, Pinterest. They're everywhere. So this is phenomenal. So for somebody who is listening to us right now, so their question is, I'd love to have my website done by you. Are you able to host the website as well, not just create the website? They have a domain and they wanted to for you to be able to host it, just like some other companies out there. Is that a possibility as well?
Absolutely, 100%. We offer full service at iHenix, so we can offer everything from hosting to email to social media. And in fact, we would encourage our clients to host their website with us, because if it's hosted with us, we have a complete access to it, and we're able to make changes very quickly. We're able to fix any problems very quickly, make updates very quickly. Whereas if it's hosted somewhere else, you know, that puts a barrier between us and the website. So absolutely, we encourage our clients to host with us, and that's actually included in the package. So, and definitely hosting is very important, and we can host your website for you.
Awesome. So the number again is 248-773-5050, 248-350-50 or info@ihenix.com. That was, my goodness. If you have just tuned, everyone, if you think my website is good enough, well, that answers my question or my comment. It's never good enough. If you need your website to be redone or revamped, or maybe you're finding that you're not getting enough clients through your website, you're not getting enough products being sold on your website, if you're not getting those books pushed out through your website, maybe there is something wrong. It's not you, it's your website. Maybe you have an awesome social media presence, but the website is what is going to thrive your product or your business. Or if you're a coach and you are looking to get more coaching gigs, or a speaker, if you're thinking of getting more speaking engagements, your website is going to thrive your presence. And I love what Robert said, the 15-second rule. That is definitely something that is going, the first 15 seconds, people are going to be looking at your website, and they're going to make your mind, this is who I need to work with, and this is who I need to, something needs to be done. And if you're not getting that engagement, there is something wrong with the website. Robert, it's been so great speaking to you and getting some information. I think all of my viewers are going to take something back from this interview. Because it's something that we're kind of leaving behind. We're not paying as much attention as we should. I know back in the 90s, website was the biggest thing, and now people are kind of forgetting, and they're not relying as much as they should on their media presence via their website. Any last word? Do you have any last word, Robert, for us? We just lost Robert there for a little while, and I will bring him back right after my words to my sponsor.
To create an engaging website takes hard work, skill, and dedication. To create something extraordinary takes a lifetime of training to deliver stunning results that inspire people. Fortunately, looking stunning online is easy with iHenix. Why spend the time building it yourself when iHenix can deliver an entire suite of options that turn a page on the internet into an engaging website that delivers the results your business deserves? Get something extraordinary today at iHenix.com.
And I'm back. I'm your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We're coming to the end of the interview, but before we go, I want to make sure that Robert have a final say in here, and I want to thank him so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, sharing his expertise, sharing knowledge with us, and encouraging you to look him up. I encourage you to look him up to make sure that you get your media presence via your website as it's supposed to be. So any last word, my friend?
I want to make a special offer just for your listeners, Lizzie. What we'd like to do is if you have a website, if you're a small business and you have a website, or even if you unfortunately do not have a website, get in touch with us and we will offer a free, no obligation review of your website. We'll have a look if it's mobile responsive. We'll show you some of the things that you can improve on. We'll discuss the 15 second rule, and we'll do that complimentary, absolutely free review. Again, no obligation. And we can discuss, you know, what areas can be improved, or if your website is great, we'll tell you your website is great. And then we'll also offer your listeners a $200 discount. That's $200 US discount. If they become a client,
awesome.
and get a website through us, and that's just for your listeners, Lizzie, as an appreciation for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh my goodness! Thank you. Let me applaud you. So everyone, you heard it. So if you mention you heard Robert via the Lizzie T Radio Show, there is a complimentary discount, but you got to mention, I heard you via the Lizzie T Radio Show. I will have this on my social media. Make sure that you do mention, I heard you at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and he will know and he will give you a special treatment. Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. This is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and make it a great day, everyone, and we'll be continuing on with the musical section. Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow, that was Robert with iHanex, and you can look him up at iHanex.com, and there is a lot of samples of amazing work. I've been looking to some of his website, and there have been breathtaking, and they look so good. They look very professional. It makes me want to go in there and order some of the products that are listed on those websites. Jewelry, publishing, accounting, especially the jewelry. Well, continuing on, everyone, with the Lizzie T Radio Show with some music. We have Alicia Cinnamon right here from Toronto, Canada, has submitted their MP3. She's a single solo singing and writer, she has a solo that she just launched last 2 months, if I'm not mistaken, and this song is called Sing in the Blue.
For you to call, I've been feeling okay. I gotta know if it's true at all. Oh, you say I'm crazy, but I can't seem to shake what I feel inside. No, you say you love me, but love don't seem to live behind these walls. You got me singing the blues.
Hello, and we're coming to the end of the show, but we have, that was just singer Dovi with the song Move Your Body. She is right here from Toronto, Canada. Love reggae, love Jamaican music, and I can attest to that by playing that song. Next up is Rogers from New York, and thank you so much, Roger, for sending your MP3, and hope you enjoy
the week.
The
week is gone, throw it away. Tonight we gonna party like tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
You're not
alone, I'm here to stay.
I'm going nowhere.
Tonight we gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance,
yeah,
and make it okay.
Just to feel real nice, yeah. Well, yesterday my dog died. Found another one down the road, gave a hog tie. And then I took a break home. Went insane when I named her Bone. She rules the roots that I call my own. I wish I had known. No talk on the phone unless I'm alone. She gets so jealous, she chews up the gnome. Wake up early after dawn. Work all day until the morn. Grab a beer and drink away. Dance all night until they say, country music, turn it off. 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 Sipping moonshine, not giving a fuck. Shoot a bottle rockets from the back of the truck. No doubt in my mind, gotta live it up. Nickname the hat trick, and I don't play with pucks. Country music, turn it off. Country music, turn it off. Country music, turn it off. Country music, turn it on. Wake up early after dawn. Work all day into the morn. Grab a beer and drink.
Yo, I wanna make this one digital. Yo, so digital. My girl girl got her makeup did, so oh, she be doing that big so. Light flashing, I got her dancing. DJ turn it up when she on the floor. Eyes on you, so fly, it's true. I should have you in my next video. Your boy is a charmer, ring the alarm. Changing place, the balls. Get in the mode, then vominos. There go doing the impossible. Ain't no way you can stop the flow when I'm in the club. Lights low, drinks pouring, it's a party every time I come through. Pictures so you can show me your friends on my 1-2. Back to your body, so high definition. Like I say, transporter, I say she on a mission. Something like a transformer every time she switches position. Gotta get so digital, get your camera, y'all. Let it go. Step in the room, you make me wanna get
physical.
Just cause I like you don't mean I'ma leave
you.
Pause for the cameras, yo, I wanna make this one digital. Yo, so digital,
digital.
Digital. Yo, so digital,
digital.
You make me wanna get
physical.
Just cause I like you don't mean I'ma leave
you.
Pause for the cameras, yo, I wanna make this one digital.
Girl, we about to ride.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new, and now...